This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Survival. It's what drives us every morning to wake up, have breakfast, spend endless hours working, and proceed throughout our day. Our actions are usually rooted on thriving in life, all so we can survive. And so I'd like you to think about your survival for a moment. Everyone knows the importance of water and how we can't live without it. But what if you only had one jug of water left and it was essential to ensure your survival? Would you cover it and protect it? Would you allow for anything to pollute it? What if there was a little bottle that claimed to have the most delicious taste and provide the most refreshing feeling? But there was a label on the side that read, "Caution. This bottle contains poison." Would you add a drop so you can experience its flavor, despite the fact that it could possibly kill you? Would you say, "It's only one drop. It's not a big deal. I want that pleasure"? How about our actions and our deeds? Would you allow for it to be poisoned with even a drop of spiritual poison? Take a moment to reflect. As we go throughout our day, when we wake up for Fajr and pray, when we volunteer at the masjid, when we attend a fundraiser and raise our hand and give charity, these are all beautiful, noble actions. Now think about all the things that we do throughout our day for others. What if there was an ulterior motive? And your actions were not for those people that we said they were for. Imagine if someone gave you a gift, but it wasn't because they cared about you and they wanted you to be happy or pleased, but rather because they wanted to get some favor in return or to be able to post about it and brag about it to others online. What if their real intention was revealed to you? Would you feel betrayed? Would their insincerity make you feel distaste and possibly anger towards them? What about the day when we will present our deeds to the King of all kings, to our Master, to our Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you think it will be presented at just its face value and what's apparent on the outside? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, "They were only commanded to worship Allah alone with sincere devotion to Him." For one's action of worship to be accepted by Allah, there are two conditions that need to be fulfilled. The action must be correct, and it has to be done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Done with no other reason than to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and draw near to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a hadith Qudsi, "The most beloved act with which my servant worships me is sincerity for my sake." To nurture our relationship with Allah, we have to worship Him in the way He subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Every night, you know.